Hell Pope Huey presents the beloved children's Christmas story, How the Littlest Glue-Sniffing Elf and the Reindeer Syndicate Took Baseball Bats to the Grinch's Knees Because His Stunts Were Bad for Business. Know what I'm saying? Take a big old snort of whatever you have on hand that isn't Lemon Pledge, and then sing along, won't you?
Listeners should be aware that the following program contains language and audio images which may be found disturbing and may not be suitable for your snotty-nosed little brat who probably cusses like a sailor behind your back anyway. Parental discretion is advised.
Hiya. This is Santa Claus. You know, I've been busting my balls for years at this job, and I finally reached the breaking point. It's not cost-effective with all the competition from China, and Walmart kills what little profit margin I used to have. Those guys are like piranha that gum you to death. It was fun for a couple of centuries, but you guys have made a career out of gnawing on each other for too long. It's lost its luster worse than gum you left on a bedpost for a week. No, it doesn't mellow with age like scotch, you idiots. I was gonna bring you a Christmas present, but the dog wouldn't eat the bran muffins. I've got magic powers, you know. You're just lucky I'm not that kind of guy. I could cause a giant Irish setter to appear in your living room and leave a whole lot of something really bad in your stockings. I'm tired of only having sex with the elves. I want me a hot mamacita with a gold tooth and rollicking hips to do that nasty toothache in a basket thing I read about in Jet. Mrs. Claus has been a total horror show since about 1941. You kids ought to feel really sorry for your grandfathers. I'm tired of hearing about what you want. Santa's got needs, you hear me? The last of the last straws was having a plate of cookies replaced with a note that said, "You didn't get me the robot I wanted when I was 8, so here's some chewing gum and a cigar." Next to the note was a condom and a bratwurst. Come on, that's low. You know who kept getting the really good stuff? People who had the class and the sense to realize that Santa has the diabetes and sugared stuff was an invitation to a serious air crash. When someone leaves you a sugar-free hash brownie every year, that's who gets the big TVs, atomic weed from Brazil, and inflatable dolls who can do that great thing with their tongues. So, you greedy little bastards are on your own. I'm taking the gate receipts and hitting the road. See you in Cancun, you ungrateful little scum. Ho, ho, humbug.
Celebrate the horror of Christmas with the most violent holiday special ever.
Gee, this is awful, Dad. Car's loaded on dope, but he's killing people.
Tell it to the Xmas bunny, kid.
Cute, isn't it? Santa Claus bringing for Christmas? I got a fire engine.
Listen, Mug. Do you know who I am?
Now, don't tell me. Are you animal or vegetable? Animal.
All aboard!
We are free and fairly sober with so many toys to build. The machines are kind of tricky, probably someone will be killed. But we gladly work for nothing,
which is good because we don't intend to pay.
The elves are back to work today. Hooray! We have just a couple hours to make several billion gifts, and the labor isn't easy.
Then you'll all work triple shifts. You can make the job go quicker if you turn up the controls to super speed.
It's back to work on Xmas Eve.
Hooray! And though your comments are and ugly, your pride will mask the pain.
Let my happy smile warm your heart. There's a toy lodged in my brain.
We are getting awfully tired and we can't work any faster and we're very, very sorry.
Selfish little bastards, do you want the kids to think that Santa's just a crummy, empty-handed jerk?
Yeah.
Then shut your yaps and back to work.
Silent night, holy night, lost asleep, once so light, just the faithful and holy pair. Lovely boy child with curly hair. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
It really makes no difference how or why. Hard to believe no one else has ever tried. But someday soon, when tribulation smites the earth, those wicked ghouls will toss the children on the hearth. And as they cry, they'll be mocked and scorned until they die. They'll say you got no proof, there never was a savior in the sky. They burned up the evidence, the flame shot up with a roar. They burned up the evidence, they burned up the shroud of our Lord. And though his followers are burning to a crisp, they never really needed any evidence. They feel his love, it's overpowering the pain. They take eternal comfort whispering his name. We burned up the evidence, the blurry picture was forged. There never was any evidence, there never existed your Lord. And now his followers are freed from all their earthly pain. And now we look upon the scum who mock his holy name. We shrug our shoulders as the flame engulfed the motley crew. The evil ones are screaming, but there's nothing we can do. You tempt yourself from his door. Now take your penance for burning the shroud of our Lord.
You'll shoot your eye out? My mother must have gotten to Miss Shields. There could be no other explanation.
You'll shoot your eye out! You'll shoot your eye out! No, I want an official red eye cover, and I should do an injury by Lee Russell.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, well, what else is there to tell? Not much, you know. I don't know where to start with the rest of it. Which is probably for the best, because I don't know when to stop, either. It's, you know, it's like beat a dead horse. Hell, I'll nuke this son of a bitch and then complain because the meat is overdone.
Let's do some nude clog dancing to this crazy beat. What do you say?
And the more preposterous, the better.
You're just marvelous. I can't get over this. And,
my mother says so, too.
Sex.
For failure. Sweating sweet jazz air from Louis Armstrong's trumpet on when it's sleepy time down south. Pickle Brian Lowski's air in Ace Deli Bell's Corner. Medicated breathing machine air in my grandmother's apartment. Steel mill smokestack air over Madison's trail ring in Pittsburgh. Fireplace air of a Connecticut Christmas in Connecticut. Nauseating refinery air from the I-95 toward Philly Airport. Old car interior leather cigarette air. Rupert's car air down La Brea after the first heavy rain. Steam radiator air in Ed Rose's bedroom at Farmer Hall. That place burned down. Artificial chocolate, empty Raisinette box, moon horn air. Metal pipes, sculpting clay air, unbelievable air. Old dog air in Alan Oswald's house. Banana air from the dry cleaners. Sears hardware department air and smells like fingernails. Spaghetti with clam sauce in Edith's kitchen for the delight. 5,000 sunset air conditioned entertainment world air. Malathion air over sunlight. Stupid folks. Burnt onion air from Mrs. Cross's kitchen window. I know it's 1 o'clock. Radioactive air secreted at 3 Mile Island. Set, crackle, pop, air,
over a bowl of Rice Krispies. Crematory air over Doc Hall and feel it all.
When you've got your favorite undies on, the world's a brighter place. When you've got your favorite undies on, the world's a brighter place. When you've got your favorite undies on, you got your favorite undies on. You got your favorite undies on, the world's a brighter place. Tick a die, tick a die, die, tick a die, tick a die, die, tick a die, die, tick a die, tick a die, die, tick a die, die, tick a die, tick a die, die, die.
With my friend Charlie. Pride who came out on his holly.
Sessions presents A Peter Griffin Christmas, featuring such standards as
Everybody Look at the Snow in the Yard,
and who could forget
I Brought These Gifts for You, They're Up in My Bum,
and everyone's favorite
La 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 la, la 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 la, look at the bells, look at the bells, holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy.
That's Johnson's Newt Oil, the new Newt Oil of Newts. Get some.
Clown from the TV version of Stephen King's It would make the perfect updated Ronald McDonald. Somewhere I have a comedy bit of a guy playing Barry White selling George Foreman grills. He opens by rumbling, "Why are you eating that clown food, baby?" It's the perfect approach to plastic eats like fries increasingly made from barbecued sawdust and fainting goat marrow. The true nature of food production is something that makes me want to just eat homegrown carrots. Too bad they've hooked me on their devil food, which is filled with nerve drugs and appetite enhancers. Yes, this sweet country of ours is going to hell under the guidance of the Archer Daniel Midland branch of the alien trilateralist combi zombie chuds. Now, I am hoping that Mr. Obama will help us, but I mainly expect for him to pull off his rubber head at some point and stand revealed as a bright green reptilian overlord from Zanarks. At that point, a lot of Fox viewers will turn to their corpulent spouses and say, "Well, thank God he wasn't really a Negro." We deserve to be eaten by aliens, but the joke is on them. They haven't checked to see what we're really full of.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah.
if you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play. And never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah.
Word to the wise, stay away from the hard stuff or seeing who can get alcohol poisoning first. You could easily end up sounding like this guy.
Tonight's program is brought to you by our lovely sponsors, Uncle Jake's Full Frontal Hindquarters, Mom's Jellied Snake Knees, New Grid's Biscuit Mix, Chocolate-Covered Trilobites, the Antediluvian Treat, and Steaming Down-Home Barbecue Pig Sickles from Mr. Javelinas for that freshly kill taste.
Today, as for such a...
Return to the thrilling days of the Old West this weekend with Mr. Rawley's Ellisaw Baked Hyena Tripe as they celebrate their 100th anniversary. Yes, 100 days in the business means a lot to the men and women of Mr. Rawley's, and this weekend means a lot to you, too. It means Old West prices, like a Big Rory for $1.79, or a Killer Rat Burger for $1.78. It means Old West decor, from the cattle skulls on the floor to the bullet holes in the drive-up speaker box. And it means Old West excitement, too, like the thrill of a bloody shootout as man matches wits with hyena, or the spectacle of a herd of stampeding hyenas. But best of all, there's all that good Mr. Rory's food. Whether your favorite is hyena tongue or tail, you'll enjoy it even more at a Mr. Rory's Arizona Baked Hyena Tribe drive-thru. See your phone book for the one nearest you.
I have the vapor sometimes. My gears lock just like yours do. Check this out.
Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter told you problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm not that as you know Dexter shouldn't be. But surely exposure is not the answer.
I'm afraid exposure is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
Frontier Supplier.
boy needs therapy.
I wanna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have it, you.
How would I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
You've got a headache, I've got some strange disease, don't worry about it. This pill will set your mind at ease, it's called Progenitorivox. It's made by Squab Merle Co. It's a life-enhancing miracle, but there are some things you should know.
It may cause agitation, palpitations, excessive salivation, constipation, male lactation, rust-colored urination, hallucinations, bad vibrations, mild electric shock sensations.
But it's worth it for the drugs I need. My disease may not be fatal, but I can ease my fears by taking two $12 pills each day for 50 years.
You stop that.
How about checking the oil, fella?
I've got wheels of polished steel. I've got tires that grab the road. I've got seats that selflessly hold my friends, and a trunk that can carry the heaviest of loads. I've got a mind that can steer me to your house, and a heart that can bring you red flowers. My intentions are good and earnest and true, but under my hood is internal combustion power, and Satan is my motor. Can stop this car at any time. At the very last second, I can change directions, turn completely around if I feel so inclined. I've got a mind that can steer me to your house, and a heart that
combustion power, and Satan is my mother.
is my motor.
Yeah, take a hint, kid. You better help mom clean up after the guests all leave, or she'll chase you around the house with a stick and make this sound.
He knows when you're on the can.
He'll hunt you down and blast your ass from here to Pakistan.
Oh. You better not breathe. You better not move.
You better off dead, I'm telling you, dude.
Santa Claus is gunning you down.
Well, I've personally found that a bit distasteful.
I've had too much rum-ulated eggnog, so what if I just hit the high points? Cartoon bits I can't explain if you didn't get them in the first place. Dino DeMuro doing They Burned Up the Evidence. Jill Fraser with that air poem thing. When You've Got Your Favorite Undies On by God Knows Who, sorry. Wreck the Malls by Bob Rivers. I Can See for Miles and Miles by Petra Hayden. And the wonderful Frontier Psychiatry by The Avalanches.
Look out!
The Drugs I Need by the Austin Lounge Lizards, Satan Is My Motor by Cake, and Spider Pig from The Simpsons Movie.
Look out!
Thanks for listening and for supporting both your local public radio stations and the internet's outlets, without which you'd be reduced to playing your own drum solos on oatmeal boxes with sticks made from the leg bones of your neighbor who wouldn't stop mowing his yard at 6 a.m. Feliz Navidad! Okay, Scooter, now can I have my car keys back?